This comes to us from John in Frisco. Oh my gosh, just found out Clarence the maintenance man is real. Listening to Norm on Tuesday at 3:40, and he was talking to Blackie Sherrod, who sounds like he's 120 years old. Clarence, I mean Blackie, was telling old stories about people he knew and crazy old stories, and I swear he was about to pull out the shotgun and blast it. You got to hear it. It's a dead ringer. All right, Jeremy has some audio from Norm's interview with Blackie Sherrod. Let's take a listen and see if it sounds like Clarence.
It's wonder, because we've never talked about that, but you could have been a person who conceivably could have spanned that 50-some years there between legal racing periods.
Yeah, well, those were tough days. Those were hard scrabble days, and some of the merchants in Texas thought people were spending money at the tracks that could be spending in Neiman Marcus. W.L. Daniels was the governor, and they I don't think it was in, but for a couple of years, was it?
Yeah, about 4 or 5 years in the middle thirds. Exactly right. Blackie, when you began writing, what did you write on? I mean, now everybody uses modems and
papyrus?
Laptops and things like that.
Yeah. Stone tablet.
An old L.C. Smith typewriter, which was probably one of the great machines of all time. Yeah. You couldn't hurt it. You'd bang on it. But that's what most newspapers used, L.C. Smith typewriter. An old upright. Must have weighed 50 pounds.
I was just about to say, how many stairs did you lug that thing up and down?
No. We had portable typewriters, Royal typewriters, and they weighed, in the case, they weighed about 40 pounds. And that was you had the elevator to the press box. Yep, so.
Yeah.
It was a certain amount that built up your legs, don't you see?
How long did you contemplate retiring?
How long what?
How long did you contemplate retiring?
Oh, yeah. About a year. this story came to mind the other day. When the World Series was in Minnesota, I forgot what year it was.
That sounds just like Clarence.
And it was awfully cold.
Dale Hansen went.
The working press room after the game was over, people went to the working press room.
Me.
It was about four flights in the basement. Mm-hmm. And it was a night game, and it was cold outside. But anyway, Jim Murray and I got through about the same time, after midnight, and there were no elevators, or at least no elevator was working, so we had to walk up four flights of stairs carrying all that
and there was all hot
gear that you had. We'd gone a couple of flights, and Jim said,
cobwebs growing on Norm.
Let's rest for a minute.
Norm's a skeleton.
Jim had a pig valve in his heart.
What a pig valve?
For years with that. So... we stood there on the landing for several minutes, and he finally said, you know, they're going to find me on one of these stairs one of these days, and people are going to say, well, that's the way he'd want to go. And I want you to tell them, bull. You can make up the last syllable there.
Yes.
Well, I thought about that.
I can't take anymore.
No wonder. Clarence. That was not Blackie Sherrod. That was Clarence.
So it took up three segments for Blackie to answer one question. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.